Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Knows.
Washington's calling David Hardy, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
The Mutual Broadcasting System, Murder by Expert, hosted by John Dixon Carr, as it was originally broadcast on July 23rd, 1949, that is some 73 years ago today, the story of the Creeper. We thank you for tuning in on this Saturday, 23rd of July, 204th day of the year, 161 days remaining until we get to 2023. William Austin Burt patented the first typewriter in the U.S. on this date in 1829. Ford Motor Company sold its first car in 1903. The first ice cream sold on this date in 1904 at the Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis. Fox Film bought the patent to the movie tone sound system for recording sound onto film in 1926. In 1962, on this date, Telstar relayed the first live transatlantic television signal, part of which was a press conference by President Kennedy.
I understand that part of today's press conference is being relayed by the Telstar communications satellite to viewers across the Atlantic, and this is another indication of the extraordinary world in which we live. This satellite must be high enough to carry messages from both sides of the world, which is, of course, a very essential requirement for peace. And I think this understanding, which will inevitably come from the speedier communications, is bound to increase the well-being and security of all people here and those across the oceans. So we're glad to participate in this operation developed by private industry, launched by government in admirable cooperation.
Now, due to its non-geosynchronous orbit, Telstar's availability for transatlantic signals limited to 20 minutes in each 2.5-hour orbit when the satellite passed over the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, today we have geosynchronous satellites in orbit, and that's many of you how you're hearing this program, by a satellite. And the amazing technology still works today as long as we don't have too much space debris up there. And that's getting to be a growing problem. In Detroit on this date in 1967, one of the worst riots in history began on 12th Street in the predominantly African-American inner city.
Well, on July 23rd, 1967, Detroit was hit by a riot. We said it couldn't happen, but it did. The nation was shocked.
At 10:56 this morning, I received a wire from Governor Romney officially requesting that federal troops be dispatched to Michigan. I'm sure that the American people will realize that I take this action with the greatest regret.
President Johnson, in audio from the trailer of an unproduced film, Disturbance on 12th Street. You can find it on Facebook at Detroit Riot Film. In Cleveland on this date in 1968, a violent shootout between a black militant organization led by Ahmed Evans and the Cleveland Police Department occurred. During the shootout, a riot began that occurred for 5 days.
You can trace these so-called riots back every time to unmet social needs, to the untended increasing blight and decay of the core area, to the problem of joblessness and homelessness, of the not just being poor, but the kind of way of being poor that today it is not like it was once years ago, so that they were surrounded by their own poverty and had no standards with which to compare. But today to be poor is like to be in a cage in which you're in prison But you can look out and you can see the freedom and the realization of the kinds of things that being an American has come to mean.
Cleveland Mayor Carl Stokes, speaking prior to his election a year earlier, practically predicting the riots. Actor Vic Morrow, two child actors killed on the set of the movie Twilight Zone, the movie, when a helicopter spun out of control. Vanessa Williams became the first Miss America to resign her crown after nude photos of her appeared in Penthouse magazine. This was in 1984.
I wish I could retain my title as Miss America. However, the potential harm to the pageant and the deep division that a bitter fight may cause has convinced me that I must relinquish my title as Miss America.
Not only was that something that has never happened within the pageant organization, it was this huge dichotomy, and it couldn't be any more polar opposite of two images. You've got Miss America, who is angelic, and you've got Naked Pictures, which is salacious.
Audio courtesy of the Oprah Winfrey Network. Comet Hale-Bopp discovered on this date in 1995. It was visibly seen with the naked eye nearly a year later. Passing away on this date in history, the 18th President of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant, Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa, aviation pioneer Glenn Curtis, film director D.W. Griffith, actor Montgomery Clift, actor Van Heflin, pilot Eddie Rickenbacker, actor Vic Morrow, journalist Daniel Shore, also singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse, and Sally Ride, the astronaut and physicist. This is the birth date of character actor Arthur Treacher, best known to many people for his appearances on the Merv Griffin Show, but he was in a number of radio shows that we've aired. I believe the predominant one we've heard him on was the Jimmy Durante Show. Also, baseball player Pee Wee Reese, born on this date. Larry Bud Melman on The Letterman Show. Calvert DeForest. Game show host, performer, actor Burt Convy. Baseball player Don Drysdale. Talk host Don Imus. And the man behind Poke Salad Annie, and he wrote Rainy Night in Georgia, Tony Joe White. From Deliverance in Apple's Way, Ronnie Cox is 84 today. With the 1973 hit Rock On, David Essex is 75. From Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he's a righteous dude. Edie McClurg, 77. Actor Woody Harrelson is 61. From Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, Charisma Carpenter, 52. Bluegrass singer, fiddler Alison Krauss, 51. Actor Marlon Wayans, 50. Destiny's Child Michelle Williams is 42. From The Vampire Diaries, Paul Wesley is 40. From How I Met Your Mother and Heartbeat, Celeste Thorson is 38. Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, 33. And from Desperate Housewives, Rachel G. Fox is 26. Those some of the people who celebrate the 23rd day of July as their birthday. And if this is your birthday...
Hi, we're the Four Freshmen, and we just want to say... Happy birthday to you.
From 73 years ago, July 23rd, 1949, Murder by Experts and the Creeper on this Saturday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you.
And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required.
Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary.
800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
John Dunning in the Encyclopedia of Old Time Radio writes about Murder by Experts. Murder by Experts offered tales by the leading writers of mystery fiction, chosen by masters of the genre, highly charged plots of crime and passion that turned on emotion rather than gimmicks. The available episodes are straightforward and honest, revealing a better series than most of its counterparts. Let's listen to it then. John Dixon Carr, the narrator of Murder by Experts, July 23rd, 1949, 73 years ago today.
Now for the transcribed drama of Murder by Experts.
Murder by Experts. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents Murder by Experts with your host and narrator, Mr. John Dixon Carr, world-famous mystery novelist and author of the recently published bestseller, The Life of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
This is John Dixon Carr. Each week at this time, Murder by Experts brings you a story of crime and mystery which has been chosen for your approval by one of the world's leading detective writers, those experts who are themselves masters of the art of murder and can hold tensity at its highest. This time, our guest expert is the noted mystery novelist, Lawrence Brockman. From his vast knowledge of the mystery field, Mr. Brockman has chosen a radio classic written by Joseph Roscoe. And now we present Miss Marilyn Erskine in The Creeper. It is the hour before dawn. That moment when the huge, sprawling metropolis lies deep in slumber. The streets are empty, save for the milkman making his rounds from one darkened apartment house to another. But look now, there on the third floor, an apartment is brightly lighted. The occupant is an attractive redhead in her early 20s. She sits curled on a couch, speaking on the telephone as the radio plays softly.
Like I'm telling you, Gladys, I'm waiting on my table, paying no attention to this guy. I can see, of course, that he's given me the eye, but good.
What did he look like?
Oh, he was the Gary Cooper type. Tall, lanky and sunburned, bashful, too. Anyway, he's sitting at one of my tables, trying to get up nerve enough to start a conversation. I'm polite, but nothing else. Well, it's 2 a.m., and we're getting ready to close the place when he finally speaks his piece.
What did he say, Virginia? What did he say?
Well, he was from out of town, and this was his first visit to New York, and... Oh.
And what? And what, Ginny?
Gladys, I think somebody's trying to get into my apartment.
What?
Yeah, but the doorknob is turning.
Oh, it's probably some drunk at the wrong apartment.
Oh, he's putting the key in the lock right now.
So what? You've got your night lock on, haven't you?
No, it's broken. Gladys, I'm scared.
There's nothing to worry about. He'll go away when he finds his key won't unlock the door.
Gladys, the door is... What do you want? You got the wrong apartment.
Ginny, what is it? Answer me.
Get out of here. Get out of here and I'll scream.
Ginny.
No. No, stay away from me. Stay away from me.
Ginny. Ginny, what's wrong? Speak to me. Ginny.
Virginia Peters, the comely waitress, was found strangled to death in her third floor apartment early this morning while her radio blared. As in the previous murders, a note was found scrawled on the wall with the victim's lipstick and the plea, "For heaven's sake, catch me before I kill more. I cannot control myself." Police insist that...
Oh, how awful, how awful. And in this very neighborhood.
Why'd you turn it off?
Because I can't stand to hear about it. How can you go on eating without batting an eye?
No, let's hear the rest. Interest me.
No, you. Don't go turning on that radio again, Steve Brand. I've heard enough. I'll go out of my mind, for heaven's sake.
That's it. That's a good, solid clue.
What is?
For heaven's sake. How many men use that expression?
Oh, shut up.
Okay, Mrs. Grant. Pass the biscuits, my little pigeon.
Pass the biscuits. Eat, eat, eat. 3 women in 3 days murdered in cold blood by a fiend right here in the Heights. I'm too sick to go out. Too scared to stay in. The lock's broken, and he sits there eating. Pass the biscuits, he says.
There's nothing wrong with my appetite, my love.
Of course. That's what cost you your job on the police force. You were in a restaurant eating when you should have been answering a call.
Well, some men drink to escape. I eat.
Escape what? What?
An ugly tongue, a beautiful face, and a roving eye. In short, a wife.
Oh, so you're starting that again. You and your crazy jealousy.
Maybe the creeper's way of escaping life isn't drinking or eating. But, strangulation. Who knows?
Shut up. Go ahead and get a divorce. Go ahead. Can I help it if men look at me? I don't know why you come home at all. Where do you go? What do you do with yourself? Where were you this morning? Why did you come back?
To eat. But someday I'll lose my appetite for that, too. And when I do, honey, there'll be no escape. Now, I'm off again. Still using stage lipstick, huh? Wipe it off. How many times must I tell you? You're married now, remember?
Steve, wait.
Yeah?
At least go buy me my medicine.
Sorry, no time.
Don't leave me alone. Stay home today, please. I'm afraid.
Oh, don't be silly, pet. Nothing will happen to you. You've a doorman, an elevator boy, Mrs. Stone across the hall, a phone. Oh, you're safe.
But the night lock, it doesn't work.
Well, now you can't lock me out anymore.
It doesn't catch. Something's happened to it since last night. Steve.
Get a new one.
I can't get a locksmith. They're all so busy. I tried all morning. Steve, please, if I want to phone you, where would you be?
Out. Goodbye, love. Take care of your cold. Steve Grant.
Wife, it isn't old Pearly Chase.
Hey, you got thrown off the force, Steve.
Yeah. You got thrown off the news, Pearly.
Yeah, you heard wrong. I wasn't fired. I was just warned.
I wasn't fired either. Just suspended. For 3 days. My trouble is I eat too much.
I drink too much. I hear you're living up at the Heights, Steve.
Yeah.
That's funny, me too. Hear you're married now to a gal that's a knockout. That's all the boys whistling.
Yeah, you can say that again. Used to be on the stage, you know.
Yeah, I think I knew her. Wasn't the stage name Vicky Duval?
That's her. I love that wench, but... women. How does a guy handle them? Maybe the creeper has the right mother.
Thank you for taking the words out of my mouth. Who is the creeper, Steve? You got any angles?
Well, you tell me and I'll split the reward with you.
One thing, though, and I don't think even the police force have put it together yet.
Yeah?
In all three cases, just before the creeper struck, the door locks had already been tampered with.
You don't say.
You got a theory?
Well, sure. I mean, take that note on the wall written with lipstick. For heaven's sake, in every case, for heaven's sake, catch me before I kill more.
I cannot control myself.
Right. Now, what man uses an expression like that? The long and short of it is this. A creeper is a woman.
A ruse. Just like the height of the message from the floor is a ruse. 6 feet. And yet I'll lay odds the creeper's no more than a guy your height, say. Or mine. 5'9".
Yeah? Well, go on. Let's have the rest, Sherlock.
Okay. That business of the three locks that were tampered with. They were tampered with from the inside.
I don't get it.
The creeper must have gotten into each of the apartments when no one was home and broken the night locks. That made it an easy setup when he came back later to knock off his victim.
So how could he have gotten in to begin with? Those were solid locks.
A picklock would open them.
What do you mean? The creeper's a burglar?
Maybe. Or else.
Oh, nuts, you and your theory.
Yeah? How do I know where the creeper's going to strike next?
You do?
Certainly. The creeper's not smart. He's just crazy. You play along crazy. Think the way he does. And you're one jump ahead of him. That's the trouble with the police. No imagination. How can you expect logical clues from a madman? Play along crazy, Steve. Make out you're the creeper. What's your compulsion?
Go ahead, let's see.
All right. First, the victims are all redheads, every one. You notice that, of course. 3 redheads in 3 days.
Well, come to think of it, now that you mention it.
Yeah, they all lived in the Heights, right? Rita Corpus, Claire Nixon, and Virginia Peters.
Right.
What was the number of the apartment in each case, huh? Rita lived in 1A. Claire, 2B. Virginia, 3C. Don't ask me the why or wherefore. Don't ask me the logic. Just play along crazy. You see what I mean? You'll see where he's going to strike next.
I don't get what you mean.
The next victim of the creeper lives in the Heights. She's a redhead. Her night lock's been tampered with. She's going to get hers today and her apartment number's 4D. Well, why are you staring at me? You don't like my arithmetic? Why are you staring?
My wife's a redhead, Brian. We live on the Heights. Our apartment number. You're just a boozy reporter.
And your apartment number?
4D, I told you.
4D, of course. I'll have it delivered. Apartment 4D, I should have guessed it anyway.
Why?
A face is a number. Believe me, since you've moved into the neighborhood, Mrs. Brand, for me it has a special number. Like a double, dandy, delicious dream. 4Ds, you see?
Go on, I'll you tell that to every customer.
So who do you think the creeper is? Murder by Experts, July 23rd, 1949, on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. The news from 73 years ago today is next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. South Korea's military is confirming North Korea fired several missiles into the Yellow Sea on Saturday. Analysts note the missile launches follow North Korea's warnings over the U.S. deploying a nuclear submarine in South Korean coastal waters. Three Alaska state workers and a pilot are dead after a helicopter crashed in the North Slope region of Alaska. The state's Natural Resources Department said the crew on board the chartered flight was conducting field work, but didn't check in on Thursday evening. A new poll shows voters are not enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 rematch between President Biden and former President Trump. Biden held a slight edge at 47%, Trump receiving 43% support in the Yahoo News YouGov survey. American Brian Harman leads after three rounds at the British Open. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
On Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on this Saturday, we're listening to an episode of Murder by Experts, The Creeper, as it was originally broadcast Saturday afternoon, July 23rd, 1949, on Mutual. In the newspapers of that Saturday 73 years ago, these were some of the headlines. Striking London dockers voted yesterday to call off the wildcat strike that has paralyzed shipping in Britain's capital for 25 days. They agreed to resume work on Monday. continuation of the 5220 program of unemployment benefits for veterans for another year, was approved yesterday by the Senate Labor Committee. President Truman has asked for legislation to keep the veterans protected. The law authorizing the payments expires next Monday. About 600,000 veterans are now receiving up to $20 a week, not to exceed 52 weeks, when unemployed. Both the Senate and House have to approve the new program to make it effective. Debate on a proposal to earmark $1.5 billion of Economic Cooperation Administration funds for purchase of American surplus farm products opens in the Senate. The amendment would require ECA to follow its budget of purchases make up months ago insofar as farm products are concerned. Chairman Hoey, the Democrat of North Carolina, the Senate Expenditures Committee, confirmed reports of the existence of a 1,000-page diary that may contain leads in the committee's investigation of Washington's five percenters. Hoey said the diary belonged to James V. Hunt, management counselor. The Washington Evening Star reporting the thick book contains many details of Hunt's activities. A Massachusetts businessman has said Hunt asked $1,000 for helping him get government contracts, and that Hunt claimed to have influence with Washington officials. The Chicago Herald-American said yesterday James C. Petrillo, the president of the American Federation of Musicians, has threatened to pull out union members from major hotels in 54 cities in a new battle over sound systems. Petrillo, in a telephone interview from New York, told the paper that the campaign against canned music will begin in Chicago. He added it will involve famed brands. Petrillo explained many musicians are idle because the Muzak system franchise holder used non-union help to put records on turntables. Union saying, we have no quarrel with the hotels, but if management insists upon using the Muzak systems, we'll pull out our live musicians. Well, it looks like times are getting tougher. Not only are men out of work, requirements for jobs are becoming more strict. A St. Louis chemical company looking for a salesman said the man they hire must be an expert driver, talker, liar, hunter, dancer, traveler, bridge player, poker player, golf player, diplomat, financier, capitalist, philanthropist, authority on palmistry, chemistry, psychology, dogs, cats, horses, blondes, brunettes, and redheads, and be a man of vision and ambition, an after-dinner speaker and night owl, a person who could work all day, stay up all night, and appear fresh the next day. Anyway, George M. McCluskey, manpower chief of the U.S. military government in Berlin, said the specifications fit him to a T. The only thing that has him worried is the dancing requirement, saying, I'm not too good at the samba. And those some of the day's top news stories as reported in the newspapers of Saturday, July 23rd, 1949, on your radio, Murder by Experts. The conclusion you'll hear next on this Saturday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Sunday's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, we'll go back 75 years to July 24th, 1947. An episode of Mutual summer series The Crime Club, Serenade Macabre, a circus triangle story, a murdered lion tamer causes the trouble. That's coming up on Sunday's Classic Radio Theater. But now the conclusion of Murder by Experts, The Creeper, from Sunday, July 23rd, 1949.
I'm a ladies' man, like the creep. What did I say? What's going on in this block? We're all nerves. You can't joke. The creeper, that's all I hear all day. Boy, it's mass hysteria. There ain't no such an animal.
You don't think so?
Why, I assure you, Mrs. Grant, it's a fairy tale for circulation of the tabloids. I'll send your prescription up with the boy.
No, I'll just wait here for it.
Well, it'll take some time. You should go right home and stay there if you're just getting over the flu. Now, believe me, I'll deliver it myself. It'll be a pleasure.
No, I'll wait. I may not go right back. I don't want to be there all alone. I'm afraid.
Well, suit yourself, Mrs. Grant.
Why are you staring at me?
I was admiring your lipstick. I've nothing like that in stock.
It's a special lipstick. I used it when I was on the stage.
Well, don't let the creeper go writing a note with your lipstick. Have a seat. For heaven's sake, stop me before I kill more. I cannot control. Wait. What? That was a note I had reference to. It was a joke, that's all. Wait, Mrs. Grant, your prescription.
What's your hurry, dear?
I just got such a scare. Since all these awful murders in this neighborhood.
Oh, yes. Isn't it terrible? You walking home?
I guess so.
I'll go with you. It's good we live in the same house.
At least if I had a double lock. But the night one doesn't work. I can't get a locksmith. They're all so busy.
Oh, don't you worry. We'll stay together this afternoon till our husbands come home.
Think of it. We've never visited, so we live right across the hall from each other. Isn't that just like a big city, for heaven's sake? Or would you rather I dropped in on you?
Well, I don't...
Oh, make it yours, then. Isn't it horrible, the ghastly things they're saying? The theories. One doesn't know what to think next. You believe the latest? The latest? That maybe it's a woman, the creeper.
A woman?
Can you beat it? I can't imagine how in the world the police figure that, for heaven's sake. Can you?
I don't know. I was just thinking of something my husband said.
Though I can see we're a married woman now, if her husband was too tiny, her say, or perhaps only weak and no will of his own. And if the wife, say, was merely getting at those female homebreakers, well, I can understand that. Because you take my husband now. You've met Mr. Stone, haven't you? Well, Mrs. Grant, why on earth are you staring at me like that, for heaven's sake?
I don't feel well. I must get home at once. I feel faint.
But Mrs. Grant, for heaven's sake.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Out shopping?
Oh, Papa. I didn't see you, darling.
Just spilling Charlie. He's fixing the fuse box. Help you with your packages?
No, thank you.
Well, I don't mind a bit. You look out of breath.
I can manage. Where's Jimmy, the elevator boy?
He stepped out for a few minutes. I'll take you up, ma'am.
But I...
He mightn't be back for another 5-10 minutes. No point in waiting for him.
No, I suppose not.
Apartment 4D, eh?
Why, yes, how did you know?
Doesn't take long.
It's funny that both Charlie and Jimmy should go off, leaving you to run things alone. Particularly seeing you new.
Oh, I don't mind. The last place I worked, I was the only man.
Where was that?
522 Smedley Avenue.
522 Smedley Avenue?
Yes. Right next door to the apartment house where the creeper strangled Frida Corcus. Suppose you read about it.
Yes. What's wrong? Why'd you stop?
Wait. We seem to be stuck.
Stop this elevator. Stop this elevator at once.
No need to get excited, Mrs. Grant. Take it easy, you'll live long. And forget what went wrong.
You don't fool me, not for a minute. I'll scream if you get...
Oh, there we are. Oh, Charlie must have cut off the current.
Let me off. Let me off.
Oh, Mrs. Grant, here we are. Want me to help you with your package?
No, no. I must be going out of my mind. My key. Where's my key? Here it is. Darn lock. Hello? Is the locksmith in yet? I want to know how soon I can get my lock changed. Yes, of course I left my order. But he promised to fix it at once. No, I can't wait. I'm scared to death.
Hello, Vic. Don't you, little fool. It's me. You want the whole house? That's better.
What are you doing here, Burley?
I'm playing along crazy.
What are you talking about? How did you get in here?
Alias Pearly Valentine. Don't worry. You haven't a thing to be upset about now. I've come to protect you. Give me the phone. Hello? Never mind about the lock, thank you. Long time no see, Vicky.
What do you want, Pearlie?
Me? A headline. Your husband wants, too. He wants I should keep an eye on you.
What's that?
Sure. You didn't think Steve and I were acquainted, did you? Oh, yeah, yeah, from way back. Just met him at a bar.
I don't believe you. What do you mean, keep an eye on me?
Oh, just in case the creep... You heard of the character.
You're mad. You've always been mad, Pearlie Chase. Where is Steve? Why should he send you? Why should he think the creeper will come here? What are you doing here?
Told you. Playing along crazy. Got a drink?
You're drunk now. You're getting right out of here. You're nothing but a no-good rummy.
And you're nothing but a no-good. You finish it. When I took the drink, it was to forget you, and you know it. I'm still a rum pot angel, which means I haven't gotten over you yet.
Get out.
You little two-timing redhead. Now you're all the same, you redheads.
Why, you...
Haven't changed, have you? Even a wedding ring can't do that to you. Oh, don't play the innocent. My business is snoop, and I make a living at it. Between drinks. So your new motto's love thy neighbor, huh? Mr. Stone across the hall. Poor Don Steve.
You dirty snooping.
Sit down, darling. Just play along with me while I play along crazy. Sit down. That's it. Yeah, like we're expecting company. I must be crazy doing this. Why wait here for the creeper? Why not 100 other streets, 1,000 other apartments, 1,000,000 other dames? Because I'm riding my hunch. Yeah, let's have some music. Don't just sit. Let's have some music. Turn on the radio. Let's dance. It's been a long time, baby. A long time. That's it. Now let's dance.
me your arm. Let's dance.
Like old times. Around and around, like my brain. Why are you trembling? I still love you, you little fool. Ask me why. I love you, redhead. I could kill you and you deserve it. With the radio on, you could scream and no one would hear. I could put my hand on your throat like this and I could strangle it. Why are you crying? Stop it. I'm here to protect you. Stop crying. Cut it out. I say cut it out. I can't stand it. I never could. Okay, you want me to leave? All right, I will. It's your funeral. What am I saving you for anyway? Where's my hat? In a few minutes, there'll be a knock or a ring or the door just open. And you'll be lying on the floor like the other three. Your face black, your eyes bulging. Goodbye, my worthless. Give my regards to the creeper.
Oh, that look in his eyes. Like a madman. What if he comes back? He wants to kill me. Someone wants to kill me. Oh, I must lie down. My head. My spinning head. Coming to fight me. Jealous. Fight, that's it. I'm like the other three. My face black. Like the other three. Like the other three any minute now. There'll be a knock. Or a ring. Yes?
This is the doorman, Mrs. Grant.
Yes?
The druggist is here with the medicine. Shall I let him up?
My medicine? Why, yes. No. No, don't let that man up.
Want me to bring it up?
No. I'm perfectly all right. I don't need it. You're here. Don't you dare come up. Don't anyone. Hello? I called just a few minutes ago. Please, I must have it changed right away. My lock, my door lock, yes. This is Mrs. Brand. Yes, I do want it, of course. Anyone can get in, anyone. You'll come right away? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, but hurry, please. Hurry or I'll go out of my mind. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Like the other three. Strangled. Any minute now. A knock. Oh, ring. Oh. Who's there?
It's me, dear. Mrs. Stone.
What do you want?
Well, I've been worried about you. Are you ill?
No, I'm all right, Mrs. Stone. I'm feeling fine.
Open up, dear. Don't you want me to keep you company?
No, thank you. I was just... Oh, stop it!
Oh, do let me in, silly.
No, go away. I'm going to sleep. Please go away. Do you hear me? Go away! Oh. Hello.
Hello, Vicky. Are you all right?
Oh, Steve. Oh, Steve, I've been frantic. It's so good to hear your voice. Where are you?
At headquarters. I'm coming right home. Sweetheart, is anything wrong? You sound kind of funny.
No, not now. Not when I hear you, Steve. I don't know what came over me. All day I've been imagining things so silly. My nerves...
Forgive me for this morning, darling. I wasn't myself. My job had me down, but now everything's
of
okay.
Forgive me, Steve. I've been bad, bad, wicked. Oh, if you knew what I've gone through today. The most dreadful state. And then that... Steve, did you send someone here today?
Pearly Chase?
Then you did.
To keep you company. Isn't he still with you?
Why, no, I just got rid of him.
Oh, I wish you hadn't. He's an all right guy, smart reporter. Lives in the neighborhood, too. Honey, it sounds cockeyed. I mean, Pearlie's theory, but I was a bit worried when I got to thinking, so... Listen, Vicky, don't let anyone in the house you like at home.
I won't, Steve.
Not anyone, do you hear? Not anyone.
Locksmith.
Oh, wait, Steve.
Locksmith.
Wait, Steve. Oh, thank goodness at last. Now I can breathe easy. Just a minute, dear.
Vicky. Hello. Hello, Vicky.
Mrs. Frank?
Yes, Mrs. Frank.
Oh, thank goodness you've come. Please step in. It's the lock on this door that I... Oh, just a moment. My husband's on the phone. Steve?
Hey, what happened? There was something else I wanted to tell you.
It's all right. Everything's all right now, Steve. You needn't worry.
Well, didn't I just hear you talking to someone? Was that someone at the door?
It was no one, Steve. Just Mr. Frank, the locksmith, here to fix the lock. Oh, what a load off...
The locksmith? That's what I was going to tell you.
What is it?
The police are on a new trail. They think maybe a locksmith. Vicky, you listening? Maybe the creepers. A locksmith. Get him out, quick.
What nice lipstick you use, Mrs. Grant. It's a lovely shade.
Vicky, answer me, Vicky. Are you all right? Vicky. Vicky. Vicky.
Hurry. Catch me before I kill more. For heaven's sake.
Hello, City Desk. Yeah, Pearly Chase. Yeah, shut up and listen. On that creeper story I just gave you, had this dope. The reward for his capture goes to the elevator boy. He heard Vicky Grant scream and called a cop. The creeper was shot running from the building. Yeah, ironical, wasn't it? The locksmith was the killer. The one man Vicky thought would protect her. What an ending to a lovely, lovely redhead.
And so the curtain falls on the creeper, which was chosen by guest expert Lawrence Blockman, whose latest thriller is Bengal Fire. Next week at this time, Murder by Experts brings you a story of in which three persons make a bet with death, with $7 million as the stake. Selected for your approval by the noted mystery writer, Miss Frances Crane. Until then, this is your host, John Dixon Carr, hoping you'll be with us next week at this time.
From July 23rd, 1949, Murder by Experts on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. You didn't see that coming, did you? Unless you heard the story before. Thank this station, support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that allow us to be with you each and every Saturday at this time. And if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a show. We do 21 hours of Classic Radio Theater every week. You can hear each and every one on my webpage. ClassicRadio.stream, that is ClassicRadio.stream. You can stream the shows and learn more about Classic Radio Collecting. Contact me, and if you like the shows, you can buy me a copy if you like. Have a great weekend. Tell all your friends, and it's ClassicRadio.stream, by the way. Tell your friends, the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.